Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Yes, you heard me. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of this. I know, right? Am I losing you already? Right? Can't keep up? Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. Whether you're listening, watching, you know, there's a gazillion different ways to get the show, a gazillion different ways to pay attention and or be involved. You know, Alfonso Rachel joins me after the first break. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Zoe is the host of the Zoloft, the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and it's really cool. You got to check him out. The Zopian Den, and so, you know what, you got to check out his music. No, really, seriously, you got to check out his music. He's got some great, you know, instead of buying Beyonce music, you got to buy his stuff, right? Seriously. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution so that you are part. If you listen and get the information you need, you really do become part of the solution. As I said, Zoe joins me in just a few minutes, and I do so much appreciate your time with me. All right, you heard today that O.J. Simpson died. Apparently he died of colon cancer or prostate cancer, I'm sorry. And, you know, I'm going to cut it short because I haven't got much to say about it. If you think of our own Kim Goldman here in the city that I live in, her brother was killed in that. And I don't know if this is, I know Kim well, but I wouldn't call her on this day. But I know that she, I would hope that she's feeling closure to a degree. It doesn't bring her brother back. In Nicole's family, it doesn't bring Nicole back. But, you know, enough is enough, if you would. Right? All right, you know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when you think about what's going on today, you think about you know, Israel is getting backhanded threats from the United States that they better not, you know, go in. They better not attack first. Who are these people? No, in all seriousness, who are these people? Why do we get to tell somebody how to defend their country? Why do we get to tell these people, you know, about casualties and no, right, we're going to do, see, they've got the Obama playbook on rage and waging war. And they tried to say that this is because of the drone strike last week. I guess it killed 12 or 17, I don't remember, members of, you know, a relief group. But y'all want to forget over 300 people that Obama, Yeah, that's right. We go back there that Obama killed in drone strikes. Civilians. We seem to have forgot that. That seems to be yesterday's news. Isn't that great? So if you're not going to apply it the same, right? If it isn't equal for all, if it isn't equity or equal, whatever you want to say, then you really can't sit here and preach to me on a regular basis about equity and all of that. It makes no sense. So either it truly is justice for all, it's not. And I don't want to hear, it hasn't always been that way. You're right, it hasn't always been that way. You are correct. But it is now. And it's getting close to that now. Well, I really shouldn't say it that way. As years have gone on, we've gotten closer and closer to it. The problem is that as you've seen happen, we're seeing, just more and more of the, what do you want to call it, Lady Liberty lean to the left side. Right? Really that simple, leaning to the left side. And when you see what goes on, look at Fannie Willis. Now, you would think, right? I mean, look at what she's been able to get away with all this time. And I don't know if it's the pressure. I don't know if it's because it's an election year. But all those years where people were complaining about what was happening, she got away with it. She got away with hiring her lover. She got away with paying him $650,000. By the way, he went to the court, the family court, and he wants the judge to reduce his alimony and child support because now, with his new condition, he can't afford it. I'm sorry, his new financial condition, he can't afford it. Boo-hoo-hoo. You made $650,000 in a year? And maybe a little longer than that? And you can't afford to pay your child support and or alimony? That's just rich. And the reports are, I don't know how true these are, okay? So I'm just putting out reports that people have sent and that I've read on solid sources. That he was dating Fannie, having relationships with Fannie while he was still married, before his divorce happened. I'd love to put that out there for a survey. I think I will. Right? Does your trustworthiness, does your integrity, is that show in how he treated his wife or his ex-wife? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Alfonso Rachel when we return.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time that you have with me. And, you know, there's so much going on, so much I need help with. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. Or you can hop up in the chat room. It's at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. A lot happening up there. Two smarter people than myself are in the chat room for sure. I can guarantee it. Let me put it that way. Anyway, let me bring him on. I know you're all waiting for him. You can care less about me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every... Come on, they listen to me every night, guy. They could care less about what I have to say at this point. You know what
I'm saying? That's the reason why I'm only on once a week.
Yeah, you know. You're liable to overrun me, and then I have to give up my seat.
They take me in small doses, man. Small doses.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, right. Hey, I'm sure you're. I'm going to set you up for this because I just like to do that. I'm sure you're heartbroken today at the passing of O.J. Simpson.
I did not know. I did not detect that disturbance in the force.
Yeah, he died at the age of 76 with a prostate cancer. He's going through chemo. And what I get a kick out of, telling is when you go to the different news sites, mm-hmm. I don't even have to tell you this. You go to the different news sites, and, you know, it's how he was, you know, incorrectly, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, you know, the poor guy had to go through all of that. You know, it was just crazy. Just crazy. And the more right, you know, sites say that he got away with murder and what have you. But I just, can anything just be down the middle, anything anymore?
No, I guess down the middle would just be too extreme or something like that. I wonder if they'll bury him in a Bronco. That's like, can you see that just like kind of like lowering the Bronco into the gravesite, or just kind of like let it just kind of like roll in there or something like that? Because, you know, that chase is what he's more known for now than anything else. He's more known for a Bronco than a football.
Yeah, I was pretty teed off at him. I was stuck in that mess on the freeway when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening to music, so I really didn't know that this was him causing all the trouble. You know?
Yeah, right. And by the way, you know, the thing about passing of celebrities and whatnot, man, it's almost like there's like this sensitizing effect that comes. Oh, another celebrity died. Oh well. I mean, these are still people, man. And you know, he's considering, you know, why he's gone to jail and stuff like that, the controversy surrounding it. You know, it's. I think that kind of like tarred or tarnished his humanity, so it's kind of like difficult to relate to him in that sense. But people are, you know, passing away, and it's just like, go on Twitter. Oh, somebody died. Somebody's trending, or that's death. It's like, oh well, what's next? And wow, man, these people that, you know, we remember, you know, when we were younger and stuff like that, that, you know, people are just falling away, and wow.
Well, I tease another friend of ours about this all the time. It's like, first of all, why do we even listen to celebrities, right? Why do we, frankly and honestly, why do we even care what they have to say about certain issues and things? They're just like us. It just so happens that they, you know, their job is faking to be somebody else, you know, most of the time. So, right? I mean, let's just be honest about it.
Yeah, I get paid to pretend. But
that's right. Nobody told me when I was a kid if I just kept playing, I might be able to get a job and get paid for playing. That would have been really cool.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing, though, is that even though their career is make-believe, a lot of times they don't know when to check out. You know, they don't know when to clock out. You know, say, hey, man, you're off the clock. You don't have to keep, you know, pretending and stuff. But, I mean, you know, when they got when people are interested, obviously people are interested in what they do, their work. And with their work, they have it automatically comes with influence. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
It's on the people to have discernment, you know, because, you know, a lot of times we ask, who cares what these people think? But a lot of people care what they think. And at some point, people have to have the responsibility to have discernment and be like, you know what, okay, I like you, I like your work and stuff like that, but I'm not listening to that.
Well, the first hit I took, and I think it was 15, 16, 17,000 comments, was when I got on Carlos Santana early in my career. And he was in a concert, and between songs, he just laid into people who, you know, wouldn't accept illegal aliens, you know. And if you listen to his speech at the time, it was kind of, you know, these are the people that are cleaning your toilet. You're okay bringing them in your house to clean your house to do this. I'm going, no, I don't have them in my house cleaning my house. I'm not okay with it. Just because some people are doesn't make it okay.
Right.
right? Yeah, see, trying to get my blood pressure up again, man. So, no, but in all seriousness, what I keep saying to people, you don't understand. I went, bought the tickets to hear him sing. If I wanted his political viewpoint on something, he should have had pre-show, after-show, 15 minutes of here's my political viewpoint, don't you? Right?
Oh, totally, man. And see, there's a time and place for that stuff. And, in terms of, being okay with people coming in to clean your toilets and whatnot, there's people who would do that if they can get a job. If these people want to pay less for people to do that, we're not okay with that either. And a lot of times these people come in to do that, and the only reason why they're still here to be able to do it is because they got withholdings for their taxes. They're not here for no reason. It pays for them to be here. So, but to his point about, being okay with them cleaning our toilets, if somebody wants to do a job, sure.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I thought I would take a look at. Just take the illegal part out for a second. Yeah.
And a legal person wants to do it. Sorry, but if a legal wants to do it.
No, but I'm saying to him, I'm thinking to myself, take the illegal part out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay paying somebody to clean my toilet, clean my floors, clean my house. They're making money. That's a good thing. That's okay. That's the right thing to do. But if you're illegal, then I'm at fault, too, for encouraging you to stay. For I'm paying taxes. Why shouldn't you?
Right. It's not like these people are when they're hired, then I have to do this investigative stuff. They don't know because these people come in with fake IDs and stuff like that and all that sort of stuff. And the thing is, the accountants or whomever, they know, and they're just given an order by the state to say, well you report it, you do the withholding, and we'll collect money on them. That's why they're allowed to be here, because the government gets money for them to be here.
Yep. No, I'm with you. All right, I got a lot more to talk about when we come back. I know that the O.J. Simpson thing was all over the news today, so I thought I would have some fun with you about it. But like I said, and Joey B. lost all over again. Be back in a few minutes, people. I know. Was he ever found? Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Listen to the Joe Messina Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. There is flooding in Texas. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptists of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. Earlier, separate reports confirmed tornadoes had caused damage in both Texas and Louisiana. O.J. Simpson has passed away at the age of 76 after battling cancer. That's according to his family. Known for his involvement in the 1990s murder case of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, Simpson captured media attention during a televised slow-speed chase through Los Angeles before his arrest. Despite being found not guilty of those murders, he was later imprisoned in Nevada for robbery and kidnapping charges. Hispanic backing for the southern border wall is on the rise, with 42% of respondents in an Ipsos Telemundo poll of Hispanic adults expressing support for constructing a wall or fence along the entire U.S.-Mexico border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the show. You do that, truly you do that, by getting involved, getting engaged. Getting informed. I mean, please get informed. I am tired of some of you people just throwing stuff out there. I got to scratch my head and go, my God, where did you get that? Right? That simple. Where did you get that? 855-ROJO. 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. And so before we get rolling here, tell people how to get your fine music and also listen to the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study. And I'm sure that has nothing to do with me, but go ahead.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And, yes, you can check out the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, my music project, Sledge X, you know, some stuff for you, you know, hopefully hang around for.
Listen, Beyonce just hit the top of the country charts. How did that happen?
Well,
help me.
Well, when you got a lot of people out there who are convinced that a man could be a woman, then yeah, sure, why not? People can take her as a new country. And Dolly Parton is trying her hand at heavy metal.
Okay, yeah. I just can't even envision that. I'm sorry. I just can't. I mean, whatever. Don't know what to tell you. All right. But, yeah, there was a whole bunch. I don't even know what the dust-up was around Beyonce wanting to be the next country star, you know, or country whatever, that kind of thing, you know?
So. Yeah. I don't know, man. This new kind of country that they're doing, I mean, I haven't heard it. I don't plan to listen to, you know, Beyonce's take on country. I'm not a big country music fan as it is, but this kind of new country that's out, I kind of like it, and of course, you know, the traditionalists do not like it. I don't call it honky tonk. I call it funky tonk. It's got a little funk to it, man. It's like, okay, this is kind of, you know, I like this, but not enough to like probably like go and buy it and whatnot. And I most likely won't be buying Beyonce's take on it.
You know, the article reads that Beyonce becomes the first black woman to top country chart, and I'm. I don't follow country music. I don't know, but I know I've seen black country artists before. Maybe not. She already had the juice behind her, didn't she, to make the switch, make the jump into a different genre, if you would, right?
Yeah, and I mean, okay, yeah, there's other country artists out there, maybe not chart toppers or anything like that, and it would be a novelty because a lot of not to say that blacks don't. I mean, I think even Ray Charles did country music. I think he started off. That was one of his first projects. But, you know, it's not like a genre that a lot of blacks go into in the first place. And the music industry is it kind of segregates that way. It plays this cultural narrative. I'm not the kind of person to say, hey, well, you know, black folks just don't do country music. If you want to do country music, do country music. But just the way that the culture is, you know, and the way the music industry is set up, they do categorize, you know, nationalities and who's going to listen to what. You know, white people listen to rock and roll and heavy metal, and blacks listen to R&B and rap and stuff like that. And that's the way we have to keep it. And that's how they, you know, and it's dumb. You know, it's really dumb.
Isn't it funny? At one time, you know, every white guy I knew was listening to Motown, but all the Motown singers were black, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can take away and look.
You know, and the thing is, Motown, people don't know about, like, you know, the white, you know, groups that were with Motown. You know, there was Rare Earth was Motown. Matter of fact, I think one of the heads of Motown is named Joe Messina.
Oh, he was a guitar player.
Yeah.
He has since gone on to the afterlife. But
yes.
Not me, him. By the way,
and your godfathers of rock and roll were like Little Richard, but rock and roll is white folks' music. But you know, Little Richard was, you know, and I just really quick, just for maybe like a history lesson. And this is speculation.
No, I like this stuff. Go for it.
Yeah, when people think rock and roll, they think of music that's just like hard, like rock. You know, that's where it comes from. So, I think rock and roll comes from when you're on the lower keys. And you work those octaves, your hand has this rocking action, and it rolls over the keys. And that's where you get your rock and roll. Rock and roll and rock music are kind of different. Rock and roll is one thing, rock music is another. But even though rock music is rooted in rock and roll, rock is another kind of music. Rock and roll is, you know, there you go.
He should have brought the guitar out or something. Hey, then you had rockabilly, right? Remember that with Jerry Lee Lewis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't he play the piano with his heel?
Yeah.
Oh my God! But Elvis Presley was very much influenced by that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had James Brown. I don't know what kind of music he played, but I loved his music.
That's the godfather of soul, man. You know, he helped to really crystallize what funk is, you know?
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. I was exposed to all that music as a kid. There's very few. I mean, I can't do reggae. A little too slow for me, a little too monotonous. But other than that, and what's the other stuff? Punk? Can't do. Sorry, dude. Can't do punk either. I sound like a bunch of guys screaming all the time. I can get that at an Italian dinner. I don't need that in my music. So, while we were talking, somebody sent me a note and said, because I was talking about celebrities and why did we even listen to celebrities. Look at Taylor Swift, right? I'm sorry. Doesn't really have it all together. Yet she influences millions and millions. Now, I don't know how many of those people will go vote. But, you know, when she comes out and says we need to see Biden back in the White House, she is a big influencer, you know?
Yes, she is.
And somebody needs to sit back and go, honey, just keep singing. And stop. Stop telling us. Matter of fact, stop telling us what guy to pick to run the country when you can't even pick the right guy to be with. All your songs are about, right? I mean, every one of her songs are about bad relationships.
Yeah,
break.
And it's like a habit. It's like you have a problem there, Taylor. T. Swift. No, we're not going to take your suggestions on who to pick for president. No.
Yeah. So, there's a lot, as of late, I mean, really beating up on the proponents of transgenderism, and not just because it's an ideological thing, but even the UK now has come out, and they're banning hormone blockers. They're banning the operations and what have you. They say they don't have enough. They rush to judgment. They don't have enough research on it, so they don't know what's going on. And because they've seen these detransitioning videos, and they've talked to some of these transitioners, they've stopped it. you can no longer in the UK go in with your son or daughter who believes themselves to be a different gender and within 20 minutes get an approval for hormone blockers or within 2 hours get an approval for an operation. It just doesn't work that way. And many other countries are following suit.
Well, that's...
we'll be last again. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right, right. and this is encouraging. I'm glad to hear this. Why the crap does it take so much research to figure that? Dude, you can't change it to a dude. You cannot change it to a girl. You can't do that. Man, people get funding for that kind of research. Oh. And I'm like, Lord, come on, what am I? They get money for this.
Well, can't you and I come up with something really ludicrous to get? Look at that guy that got the grant. It was like $800 million to study shrimp in high stressful situations. Do you remember that?
Mm.
Because they had an overly sensitive whatever it was, and when they were in high stress situations, how they operated, and like, what does that got to do with us? The only one I care about, maybe if you did research on how to get shrimp to jump out of the water into my bucket so I could cook it for later on, that I'd be okay with.
That's right? Where I was. That's what I'm talking about, Joe. It's like, does this? Does this research somehow make them more delicious, or what? You know?
Seriously, all this crazy stuff, and then the left, then the loons on the left, because now the pressure's on. There's doctors now starting to come forward on this and saying, "Yeah, we moved too quick on this. We need to slow down. We need to do more research on it." You know, God bless them. A little late. And to your point, these are doctors, and a lot of them are saying now they were afraid of their grants being pulled back. They were, my God, do you do anything to protect humanity anymore, or is it all about the money?
Yeah. Enough about transgender. I want to get back to these shrimp. I mean, seriously, is this like a method? Yeah, it's, this could be something like, you know, like frog war or something. Like that.
Yeah,
you know, how you stuff the duck in to make it more tender, duck liver to make it more tender, or like veal, man. You starve this cow and we'll bludgeon the crap out of it to get this real tender, delicious meat. Now, if we give like these, we make these shrimp like really stressed out, will it make them more, you know, succulent and
You're trying to get Peter to call me, aren't you? That's really what you're trying to do. Anyhow.
Joe, I don't know if this is...
Hold it. We got to go for a break. But you hold that, because I can tell it's going to be good. So, we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. But get informed first so you know what the heck you're talking about. Right? And once you get fully informed, then go for it. I mean, that's it. Just go for it. Anyway, love to have this guy on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Lovingly referred to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zopian Den, the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and here with me. What are you, bored? What are you doing here with me?
Yeah, man, this is the party place right here, man.
Yeah, no kidding, right? So, what was I going to... Oh, you were saying something before we went on. You better not have forgotten, because I could tell where you were going. You forgot, didn't you?
You know my memory's like that long.
Can we... Hey, Frankie, can we rewind the tape? Because neither one of us has a clue.
Yeah, don't we have a stenographer or something like that?
Yeah, the journalist or whatever. And you know what? The people in the chat room, too, right? Thanks a lot. Not remembered either. They weren't listed, and they were probably trading recipes over there.
Yeah, that's what we do to see if y'all are paying attention. What were we talking about?
Oh, God. I knew. I went to write it down, but I knew when I started talking. Anyway, let's have some. Let's just have fun with this story, okay? Here's a woman who says, a black woman says, I will not raise my black children here in the U.S. And so she goes on to say she's a black woman. She's living in the United States. And the prospect of becoming a parent one day is exciting and terrifying. Because the world offers endless possibilities. And I know there's racism all throughout the world, but it's especially sinister here in the United States. Then why are you living here?
Yeah, she has no idea what she just said, man. She has no clue. And, I mean, because... And it's like, I feel like, I get it. Yes, it's, people have said that for a long time. It's like, look, man, I don't want to bring kids into this world the way that it is, and I get it. But she says that the racism here is more sinister.
Yeah.
And she's absolutely right. She's totally right. The racism in America is definitely sinister, and it's coming from the Democrat Party. It's coming from the left wing of the culture and the left wing of the political spectrum. And when she says that the racism here is sinister, sinister actually means situated to the left.
That's Does what it really?
Yeah, that's what sinister means.
Oh, I like it.
So that's what. Hey, folks, that's why I tried to produce a show called Sinisterbia. Sinisterbia is. It was like
I like
a take
that too.
Yeah, it was like a parody of the Twilight Zone, showing all the insidious stuff that the left does, but done in a satirical setting. And hey, folks, if you still want to support it, you can, because I still want to get the show produced. But yeah, it's called Sinisterbia, meaning a place situated to the left that they're trying to make us live in. Isn't that what they're trying to do?
Yeah. Oh yeah. God. Yep. You know. Anyway, I did, but just the mere fact that she has been taught to believe that. Without actually doing any homework of her own, any real, you know, investigative anything on her own, because she would have found out that that's so not true. It's not the worst here by any stretch of the imagination.
Not the worst.
You know? No. So, anyhow. All right. I don't know if you were aware of this, and I know it's a different country, but I've been telling people for years, actually over a decade on this show, just because it happens in England or it happens somewhere else, doesn't mean it's not working its way here, because we've seen a lot of this stuff. We've seen, you know, I remember when the first pastors were being persecuted big time simply for bringing their Bible, not reading it, not speaking the Word of God or anything, but going to a drag queen a reading session at the library, just trying to sit there quietly, and them dragging them out and arresting them in this country for, you know, disturbing the peace or disturbance. So a couple of, I guess it went into effect like 10 days ago in Scotland, and they have a new hate crime complaint line, okay, where you can lodge hate complaints and things that people say that include hate speech and stuff like that. And then what ends up happening is they have to investigate them. So in the first week that it was in effect, you ready for this? They had 7,800 hate crime calls. Now, I mean, I'm not surprised. I don't know about you, but I'm not surprised at all. And 3% of those calls that were investigated resulted in a recorded offense of some kind. Not jail time, but, you know, here's your strike one kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And the chief of police says, it's taking me 400 police officers to run these things down, which means I can't be in the street protecting the streets if I'm doing this. And most of these are just, you know, so-and-so flipped me off when I told them they were too close to my driveway. Well, that's not hate speech, you moron. But when that comes here, can you imagine what that's going to be like here with all the little woke kids?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. and then Biden can say, like, yes, we just added 87,000 new jobs.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, J.K. Rowling started, you know, just taunting them when this thing first went into effect, that she started putting stuff up on X, you know, waiting to get nailed for hate speech. But they didn't, and I don't think they would. And these, even the police officers are, like, scratching their head going, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, so. And, you know, the thing is, this should, it should speak volumes to a lot of people, man. You know, J.K. Rowling's, her livelihood is sensationalizing or romanticizing over witchcraft. Mm-hmm. That's her livelihood. But even J.K. Rowling draws the line somewhere and be like, look, man, you can't be transforming into it. Because that's what witchcraft is. It's the practice of transformation without or against the ordinance of nature, doing unnatural things or supernatural things, taking potions and things like that to cast spells. And that's what this whole transgender stuff is. It's a bunch of incantations, people using pronouns and they, them, and making these announcements over themselves to influence people to believe something that's not true. Witchcraft works very insidious like that. And even J.K. Rowling is like, no, cuz. <It's> like, no. I ain't going down that road.
And I love people. I love people that will do that, right? Now, it was just great. So, let me see. God bless. I want to do this story, and I think it's so hilarious. There was a dance crew. They're out of Texas, so how do you think they were dressed? You know, they had red, white, and blue on, and they had flag shirts on, and, you know, that kind of stuff, right?
Did they have the boots and tassels?
They did. They had the boots. She couldn't give me trouble. You know that? They had the big cowboy hats on, they had the boots, well-fitting shirts, I'll leave it at that. And so they show up, and there's a group there that says, I'm sorry. You can't play here with those shirts on. So it's really good to tell a Texas girl that she can't wear her American flag shirt. Right? And this is all country female dance line, right? So I said, listen, not that I want to see this, but if you really want acceptance by those people, just say, okay, no problem, and take your shirts off. I mean, they're fully fine with that kind of garbage. You know, they want topless beaches. They want every beach to be topless, and they want to know why women have to wear shirts to begin with. You know.
Yeah, you know. And I'm gonna, I guess, embarrass myself again. When you said that this singing group was coming out of Texas, for some reason, man, I just thought boy band. when you say singing group, I think like, you know, New Kids on the Hall or on the Block or something like that. And I just imagine like this boy band, you know, with their, you know, boots and tassels and whatnot.
I know what you thought. Yeah. seriously. But again, the dance team, I got to give them credit, man. I can't read the letter. It's too long. But they wrote a letter to this group, and they said, you know, so in other words, you're not triggered by Israel's war against Hamas, and you're not triggered by, you know, this all this transgender stuff going on with our kids, and you're not. They went through a whole list of stuff. You're triggered by us wearing an American flag shirt. Okay, got it. So I thought it was. I mean, again, it's great to see people now actually starting to push back. You know what I'm saying?
It's encouraging, man.
And besides, it was a hoedown, so I didn't know, really, I want anybody going there, bring my kids down anyhow.
That could be taken as offensive, considering the partisan question here.
God bless. I don't. You know what? There's so many, right now, there are so many crazy stories out there, so many crazy stories to keep up with. And they all, when you go out to these websites, go out to the, you know, MSNBC, because for the show, I go out to the MSNBC sites, I go out to the mall. And the biggest kick I get out of, frankly, Zoe, is the way they title the stories. And I got to the point now, I could tell you if it's a left-leaning group titling the story or a right-leaning group titling the story, right?
Mm, yeah.
So, you know, like here in California, for instance, the $20 minimum wage for restaurants, restaurant workers now. And now they've got restaurants closing down, truly closing down, because they don't realize that, you know, the McDonald's in your corner isn't necessarily owned by McDonald's. It's owned by, you know, Mary Jane and John Smith, and they get their life savings in that store. And yeah, we're out of time. See? That's why I get for talking too much, man. Unreal. Okay. Anyway, Zoe, tell people how to find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Thanks, folks, for listening, tuning in. I hope to see you there.
Yeah, and you know what? We'll get him at a pizza joint someday. We'll have him play at a pizza joint. We'll get somebody out there. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me in the next hour. We'll be back.